This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from Acts chapters 1 through 4, Leroy looks at the danger of living for tomorrow and ignoring today. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
Have you ever tried to get your mind off one thing and onto another? That's tough. Our minds tend to come back to what we want to think about, even if those thoughts are not good for us. Last Christmas, Virginia and I enjoyed a visit from the grandkids. After a day or two, the children became enamored with things around the house that could hurt them, things like electrical outlets and the fireplace and so on. So we tried to interest them in some other things, like new toys, a plastic train, a teddy bear, but to no avail. They quickly ignored those things that we were trying to give them and kept coming back to those things we were trying to help them forget. Do you have something you keep coming back to that you can't forget? This is what we find in the conversation between Jesus and his disciples in Acts chapter 1, verses 6 through 8. So when they met together, they, that is the disciples, asked him, "Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel?" He said to them, "It is not for you to know the times or dates the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth." Now the disciples had their minds on one thing, the restoration of the earthly kingdom of Israel. To them, the kingdom of God meant a return to the splendor of the days of David and Solomon, a powerful political kingdom for the nation of Israel. If Jesus was the Messiah, wouldn't he overthrow the tyranny of Rome and bring in a kingdom of earthly power? Jesus answered his disciples' question by trying to shift their focus from a kingdom of political power to one of spiritual power. He promised that the Holy Spirit would indwell them, that they would become his witnesses, beginning right where they were and going throughout the entire world. What a lesson for us today. The next time you can't get your mind off a troubling issue, look for an opportunity to share Christ. It will change the focus of your mind. All of us have questions about the days ahead, but the call of Jesus is to tell others what he has already done and trust him with all the questions about what he will do in the future. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
We invite you to join us in reading through the entire Bible in a year. To help you, we're offering a free subscription to the Navigator's devotional guide, Daily Walk. Each month, this guide will help you establish a consistent Bible reading schedule. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for Daily Walk. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, the real hero in God's courtroom is not the lawyer or the judge, but the witness. Join us on Daily Discipleship.